أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه. Verse number 282 of Surah Baqarah. The speciality of this verse is that it is the longest verse in the Quran. So we discussed that verse number 281 of Surah Baqarah was the very last verse of the Quran to be revealed. And secondly, verse number 282, which deals with the laws pertaining to loans and purchasing items on credit, is the longest verse in the Quran. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have iman, إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ, when ye contract a debt amongst yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the laws that govern the taking of loans and the contracting of such deals which have an element of credit or account therein. Allah says, when amongst yourselves, tadayantum bidain, you contract a dain. Dain is a debt. Then what you should do, ila ajalim musamman, it should be fixed, meaning the repayment and the terms governing the repayment plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it must be fixed. That's the first thing that we learn. Faktubu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and have it recorded, write it down. Write the debt down, write the amount down that is owed, write the loan down, it must be recorded. So three aspects we learn from this verse, which introduces us to the laws pertaining to debt. Number one, we learn the legality and the permissibility of taking loans and of purchasing things on credit. It is allowed. Number two, ila ajalim musamman, the repayment plan and the terms of repayment must be fixed. When it will be repaid, and when the debt will be fulfilled. Number three, faktubu, Allah teaches us that it must be written down, it must be recorded. Do not take it for granted and not have it recorded. There must be a point of reference. وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ, emphasizing the importance of recording the loan, the debt, and the terms of the contract. Allah says, a katib, appoint a scribe, one who has the knowledge of drawing up such a contract, and one who is familiar with the terms and the conditions that need to be included in such a contract. Allah says, appoint such a person, a katib. Katib, the literal meaning of katib means one who writes, a writer. But this refers to perhaps in our day and age, a lawyer, a law expert, who has the knowledge of both the legal laws that should govern such a contract, and more importantly, the Islamic laws that should be included in such a contract. Allah says, appoint a katib, appoint a scribe who will write down the terms of the contract, bainakum, amongst you, bil adli. And he should do so in fairness. He should be an impartial person who will not be inclined towards any of the two parties. وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبُ, and a scribe, if he is called and he is told to write down the contract and the terms of the contract between the two, he should not refuse to do so. كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبُ, he should record it and write it down as Allah has taught him. So we learn it must be somebody who is knowledgeable, who has the knowledge. Do not appoint any person to draw up the contract between the two parties. It must be كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ, just as Allah has given him that knowledge and Allah has empowered him with the knowledge to do so, he should go ahead and do so. He should record it and he should write it down. وَلْيُمْلِ لِلَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقِّ, who will dictate the terms of the contract to the katib, to the one who is writing down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one upon whom is the right. Who is that? The debtor. The debtor, the one who owes the money, Allah says, he is the one who will dictate the terms of the contract. To who? To the scribe. وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ, But he should fear Allah when he's doing so. As he is dictating the terms of the contract to the scribe, he should fear Allah. He should fear Allah. He should not include any such thing that will go against the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, simply to secure that debt, or simply to secure that loan, or simply to secure that item on credit. فَلِيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ. While dictating the terms of the contract, he should fear his Rabb. وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. And he should not seek ways to have any amount written off. He should not seek ways to have any amount decreased from what he really owes to the person. Because he is going to dictate the terms of the contract, so he should not seek any way, or he should not try and employ any tactic to have a certain amount, shay'an, any amount of it reduced. فَإِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ سَفِيهًا أَوْ ضَعِيفًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now the one upon whom is the right, who is that? The debtor. He will dictate the terms of the contract. But if he is safih, a feeble-minded person, a weak-minded person, who doesn't really know how to dictate the terms of the contract, the debtor, he doesn't really have that type of knowledge, or he doesn't really know how to go about it. If he is safih or da'ifan, or he is weak, a weak person due to either young age or old age, the person is not familiar with these type of issues and these type of aspects, أَوْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَن يُمِلَّ. Or he does not have the ability, the capability to dictate the terms of the contract. فَلْيُمْلِلْ وَلِيُّهُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Then that person's guardian, perhaps it's a young child, or the person is quite old, then the guardian of the debtor, he will now be included also into this contract and into this deal that is being enacted between the two. He will be included into this deal, and he will be asked to dictate the terms of the contract.